on this week's episode of Quick Points with Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve shares about Jesus' teaching on loving our neighbors and loving our enemies as well.
The following podcast is a production of Diakonos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. And brought to you by wonderful donors like you.
Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a short topical commentary and lesson on how the Bible addresses everyday situations and the thoughts we face in our daily lives. Let's listen as Pastor Steve shares this week's topic. Here's Pastor Steve.
Love my neighbor? I don't even like my neighbor. I've encountered this in many online and in-person conversations over the last few months. Many need help understanding Jesus' teaching on love or interpreting what the scriptures mean on this topic. Hi there, I'm Pastor Steve Huffmeister, and I thank you for joining me for this week's Quick Points. And we're going to look into what Jesus was teaching when he said, love our neighbor. Well, he also said that we needed to love our enemies. So we're going to look into what he was talking about on this matter. Jesus taught about love in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. Verse 43 reads, "You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you." The Old Testament taught love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Jesus, with these words in verses 43 and 44, came to change that direction. What is a neighbor and what is an enemy? When Jesus talks about neighbors, he means the people we encounter daily. Our neighborhood, those who are around us. When he speaks of enemies, he means those who work against you or against what you believe. Yeah, that neighbor you don't like falls into one of these two categories, but you need to determine which it is, and if your neighbor is indeed the issue, or if you are. Yes, Jesus did have enemies. In Jesus' case, and earthly age, this would have been the Pharisees, primarily. The Pharisees were the religious leaders, the enforcers of Jewish law of that time. They were upset that Jesus attested to being the Messiah, and that he taught contrary to the Pharisees' teaching. They saw this as blasphemy and saw him as a false teacher. See, Jesus didn't meet the definitions and descriptions that they were expecting of a Messiah. They did everything they could to discredit him and try to have him arrested. But we'll come back to that. Let's continue the scripture, remembering what Jesus said about loving your neighbor and enemies. We pick up again in verse 45. "In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and unjust alike." A solid fact we often overlook that verse 45 explains is that there is a balance. Good and evil both exist in the world. When we try to address evil, that is against us with evil intentions or evil actions, it only breeds greater evil. But if we address evil with good, or as Jesus said, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, we take evil influence away from the situation. We must mention, though, that this phrase that Jesus said is printed with exclamation points as punctuation. Jesus put a strong emphasis on this. So, suppose you disagree with your neighbor about something, and you guys, you just can't come to a resolution on it. Pray. Pray for God to open the eyes of the opposition to your perspective. When you pray over this situation, you take the influence of evil away from this case affecting you. If we wish harm on our enemies or exchange harsh words, we are not emulating Jesus. That's what Jesus means by being true children. We might not get the resolution we hope for, but we put it in God's hands, who consistently delivers what is best for us. It might not be what we wanted, but still, in the end, He delivers what is best for us. I have to admit it, of course. Like everyone else, I've fallen off the boat with this one from time to time. But thanks to Jesus, though, we have that ability to redeem ourselves from this in repentance. But repentance only works if we learn from our mistakes and we work to avoid them. Jesus didn't harm the Pharisees, even though He could have made them vanish in the blink of an eye or a snap of His fingers. Instead, He continued to preach His messages, do His miracles, and pray regularly. Granted, the Pharisees in the end would send Jesus to the cross. But this was part of the more excellent plan for Jesus to die on the cross and defeat death and conquer sin. But let's take a pause and listen to a song titled Love Your Neighbor by Jamie Kimmett. Welcome back. Let's pick back up with the scripture at verse 46. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. Verse 46, Jesus tells us we are to love our neighbors and pray for our enemies, essentially loving everyone. In that case, we get rewarded for being a light in the darkness. Christians must be beacons of hope, sharing Jesus and emulating His love. However, we are not that beacon if we never let the love show outside of our church, family, or homes. Even those who don't love Christ and welcome evil love those within their circles. Verse 47 reads, if you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. As Jesus says in verse 46, we need to love outside of our shelters. Verse 47 shows us we must also show kindness to everyone. Although, sure, we can't help everyone all the time. Well, sometimes a kind word and a smile are enough to change somebody's day. Finally, in verse 48, Jesus says, but you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. I've preached about this before. We'll never indeed be perfect as God is. But we are to give it everything we have to show what perfection is through love and kindness. In our lives, we'll not always agree with everyone. We'll not always connect with everyone we meet. We will encounter opposition and hatred, especially as believers in Christ, and by standing behind correct biblical teaching. But because we receive hatred does not mean we have to return it. The sharpest sword we carry is God's word. The most powerful words we can give are words of kindness. I hope this look into Jesus' teaching on love enlightens your understanding on what it means to love your neighbor and love your enemy. As always, I welcome your thoughts and questions. I also welcome your topic ideas. I want to know what you, the people, the listener, want to know about, or any questions you might be struggling with in your life that you want some help getting a biblical perspective on. That's why I created this podcast. Until next week, I'm Pastor Steve Huffmeister. I thank you for listening. God bless you. I look forward to hearing your ideas. Take care now.
We thank you for listening today. If you have been blessed by this episode today, we encourage you to share it with others. Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a production of Diaconos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. If you would like to ask a question about this episode, or would like to share a topic for a future episode, email us at quickpoints-podcast@dimom.org. Or visit our anchor.fm page at anchor.fm/quickpoints to record your question or suggestion. We might just use your message in an episode on your topic. Thanks again for joining us today, and God bless you.